prosper soul, breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.janicejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Welcome to the show. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. To God be the glory for the great things that He has done. Amen. He makes His face to shine upon us and to be gracious to us and to give us peace. Praise God. He lifts up His countenance upon us. Amen. Listen, God is good. I love that part of the scriptures where He says He lifts up His countenance upon, He looks upon us. Come on, He cares about us. He's, my God, hallelujah. He cares that we have peace. Praise God, amen. God loves you, people of God, and I'm feeling good in my spirit. Praise God, amen. How's your day going? Welcome to My Gospel Soul, where we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Amen. How is your day? I know that my day is going okay. Hallelujah. It is 1 p.m. here in Houston, Texas. We want to start off by letting you know what's going on in your weather. Praise God. Amen. Today is January the 20th. Amen. It's mostly sunny, near steady temperature in the mid-60s, north winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy, areas of fog after midnight, lows in the lower 50s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, mostly cloudy, areas of fog in the morning, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the upper 60s, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of rain is at 30%. And for Friday night, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers in the evening, areas of fog, lows in the mid 50s, north winds around 5 miles per hour. Becoming west after midnight, the chance of rain is at 50%. Praise God. We're going to share with you our favorite statement. Amen. And when we come back, I want to share, amen, a book by Kiki Shear. When we get back, amen, listen, God favors you today.
My Gospel Soul, favorite statement. God favors me today. God honors me today. I am a success today. I have God's special favor on me today. He makes His face to shine upon me today. He is gracious to me today. I am someone very special with the Lord. I like people and they like me. I am flowing in God's love and others are receiving healing both in mind and body through my life and ministry. I am growing in the Lord. I am waxing strong in spirit. I am growing in wisdom, and I have favor with God and man. I obtain favor in the sight of all who look upon me. I shall have favor today with people. I will meet nice people today. I shall have good relationships with people today. I shall favor and honor others today. I will be a blessing to the Lord. I will be a blessing to others. I am a person of prayer. God is bringing me into favor and success today. Confess favor with people, businesses, your family, friends, city, boss, and co-workers, and everyone you come in contact with. This has been My Gospel Soul's favorite statement. God bless.
Amen. Welcome back. Praise God. As promised, I said I would share about Kiki Shear's new book. Amen. Hallelujah. Kiara, we call her Kiki, but Kiara Shear Kelly. Amen. Wonderful woman of God, a singing voice of an angel. Amen. I saw her today on the Sherry Shepherd Show, and she was talking about this wonderful book that she wrote, Kiki Finds Her Voice. Amen. It is on Amazon. All right. It says, be true to you and embrace your God-given gifts. Kindle edition. It says, when the school talent show creates an issue between her and her friends, little Kiki learns what it means to follow your heart and be a leader. Based on a true story from the life of Grammy-nominated singer and actress Kiara Shear Kelly, this inspiring picture book, kids discover how to best use their gifts that God has given them and what it means to be true to yourself, even when it's not the popular thing to do. Amen. So I'm excited about the book. It goes on to say, the school talent show is a big deal, and Kiki is thrilled when the popular girls ask her to perform with them. But when the song her new friends chose turns out to be one Kiki's parents don't want her singing, she must decide if it's more important to be popular and please her friends or speak up and do what she knows is right for her. All right. So the book, Kiki's book, Find Her Voice, helps children ages 4 to 8 learn to stand up to peer pressure, embrace their differences, and love what makes them unique. Better understand how their faith plays a part in their everyday lives. So this is a good book. It's on Amazon. Kindle is $12.99. Hard cover is $16.14. So I'm going to be sharing a link on my Facebook page. Go there and, hey, go ahead and get this book. Like I said, oh, and it also has audio samples. So you want to check it out. I thought it was brilliant because we don't understand. Well, we used to be children, but we act like we forget that there is peer pressure in school. You know, our friend, we want to be popular. We want to fit in. But what's most important? So I just wanted to share this book so that maybe you would be interested in checking out. You're listening to My Gospel Soul with none other than your host, Apostle Jay, coming to you live from Houston, Texas. Let's keep it moving on this big, big Thursday. I'm going to play a song from one of my many songs. It's called Dance Like David, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Turn it all up.
To the show, Dan. Hallelujah. Did that music so long ago. Amen. So long ago. Amen. We're going to keep on in a time of praise and worship right here. This next song I want to play is called Without Faith, It's Impossible to Please Him by Kenny Brown right here. Look, go ahead and tell somebody that we are live. All they got to do is call into 347-826-9424. We're right here. We'll be right back.
With God, you can do all things. They say the just shall live by faith. Well, I can't see it any other way. God, please, by our faith in Him, in Him.
Without faith, impossible to please Him.
Without faith,
impossible to please Him.
For He who comes
to God
must believe.
Man, get your reward today. Hallelujah. Amen. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. I don't know about y'all, but every time I hear that song, praise God, amen, it just, it's like a joy. Amen. It just grabs a hold of me. Praise God. Amen. And increases my faith. Amen. In the things of God. I always told my children, if God said it, it's going to happen. Amen. Write it down. Amen. Hallelujah. Write it in your journal. Praise God. Because if he said it, if he gave you vision for it, it will come to pass. Amen. Don't let your faith fail you. Glory to God. Don't let your mind get in the way. Understand it. Praise God. He is a promise keeping God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want y'all to make sure y'all go check out mygospelsoul.com. We put a link on there for the book. Praise God. And it also shares to the gram. It shares to our Facebook, the My Gospel Soul Magazine community. If you're not, have not subscribed to mygospelsoul.com, please do that. I also need you to go to the My Gospel Soul Network on YouTube, My Gospel Soul Network on YouTube. I need you to subscribe. I need you to share. And I need you to go check out the My Gospel Soul Magazine community and become a part. We have a store on the My Gospel Soul community, magazine community on Facebook. You can buy t-shirts. We have all kinds of t-shirts, sweatshirts. We have bags. We have caps. We got all kinds of stuff. I especially have this collection on there called the Jive Turkey Collection. Why don't you check that out? Get you some nice 70s style artwork. Amen. On the shirts. Again, you're listening to My Gospel Soul, and I'm excited about the Lord today. Amen. I want to read an excerpt from which I saw, I read yesterday from Craig Wiseman Cade's book. I am a big fan of him as a rap lyricist. really gifted, really talented man of God. Also, he just walked into apostleship a couple of years ago, so I know that God is using him to do great things. He also has the Wise House that he started. If you go on Instagram, I believe that you can find, it looks like he has taken different artists and they've come together as a collective. Amen. So please go there and check it out. In Wise Man's book, it's Poverty is Not Your Friend. And he uses rhyme to bridge our understanding. Amen, of the book of Proverbs. Well, today, the one we're reading is Pleasure, Oil, and Wine Eradicates Riches. Pleasure, Oil, and Wine Eradicates Riches. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth oil and wine shall not be rich. Proverbs 21 and 17. A poor man shall a lover be of pleasure be? From him that love wine and oil shall riches flee. It says pleasure, oil, and wine is in moderation or harmless. As stated previously, however, excessiveness in any thing can be detrimental to your health and hazardous to your wealth. It is not merely pleasure that leads to being poor, but the love of pleasure. It is not the possession of oil and wine that keeps one from being rich, but the affection towards both that leads down this path. Pleasure, as discussed here, is myrrh and glee. It is, when properly sought, an admirable pursuit. When God is the source of that pleasure, it is most satisfying. You can go to Job 36 and 11. It says, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. So pleasure is given by God for our enjoyment. But since it is something given by God, it is not to be used in a way that will dishonor him. Pleasure found in sin is a misuse of the gift of God. Pleasure's focus should not be more about feeling good, but being good. Amen. In various cultures around the world, there are feasts, festivals, celebrations, and parties of all kinds. Even the Bible speaks of God's commandment to Israel to celebrate feasts to commemorate history. Jesus' first recorded miracle was at a wedding feast in Cana. This is worth nothing because the miracle that he performed at the feast was changing water into wine. At such feast, it was socially devastating for the host of the party to run out of wine for his guests. A religious mind might take issue with this. Such might think that Jesus would refuse such a request and even rebuke them for desiring more wine. But Jesus' concern, as always, was to glorify the Father. Changing the water into wine was not so much an endorsement for wine as for God's love. It was more of an endorsement. It was no more an endorsement for drunkenness. It was when Jesus used it to commemorate his shedding of blood. In other words, he wasn't endorsing drinking. He wasn't endorsing wine. And a lot of times I hear people say, well, Jesus turned water into wine, and we use that as a seal of approval to participate in drunkenness or drink, you know. So we have to understand what was going on here, what was really happening here, okay? And you don't take bits and pieces of the word, amen, to justify what you're doing, okay? And I know a lot of folks use that, okay? Oh, he turned water into wine. No, it says no more an endorsement of drunkenness, as it was when Jesus used it to commemorate his blood, amen, at Calvary during the Last Supper. Loving the wine is not the object, but loving the Lord is. The word for all here is the same as all used throughout the Old Testament. All is symbolic in the Bible for anointing. This use was ordained by God. All was used by prophets to anoint kings. All was used in religious ceremonies. All was even used in cooking. The prophet Elijah imparted a blessing upon a widow who was due to lose her two sons to slavery to pay off a debt. Elijah instructed her to have her sons gather jars from all over, in which she poured all from one cruse. God multiplied the oil so much that when she sold it, she had enough to pay off the outstanding debt and was able to live comfortably off the profits. What God multiplies is for his glory. Man's attempt to do this for himself or by himself leads to poverty. Too much oil, wine, and pleasure will zap your treasure. Y'all have to get this book. The name of this book is Poverty Is Not Your Friend, and it's by Craig Wiseman Cade. All right? All right. We got somebody raised their hand. Hello, how you doing? You're on the air. Oh, they might have messed the button. Hello? They may have pressed the button by accident. Okay, if you do want to make a comment, all you have to do is press 1. You got something to say. So, moral of the story, praise God, amen, is moderation. And we need to focus more on the miracles of God, amen, instead of the justification of overindulging in anything. All right? All right. Again, you're listening to My Gospel Soul. We're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Y'all know a couple of years ago, I had the pleasure of interviewing Melba Moore. She sent me a message on a Saturday morning. Hey, man, at first I didn't think it was her. but her as well as her manager called me and said, we would like to be on My Gospel Soul Radio to talk about her new project, Call Me. And this is the song that she left me with. Here it is, right here on My Gospel Soul.
When you're down and out, and you need a friend,
you need a friend.
Oh, yeah. When you need.
Call me.
My God. Hallelujah. And I was listening to a song, and I remember she was talking about how passionate she was about supporting those that are dealing with HIV/AIDS, which led me to give her my testimony about being HIV positive. And it was really, really a blessing. Praise God, the show was. So if you get a chance, make sure you go back into the archives. When you go to the blogtalkradio.com/ My Gospel Soul, just scroll down and or type in the search interview with Melba Moore, and it should pop up. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Amen. I see pastors on the line, so amen. If he gets a chance, I'm pretty sure he'll hit that one and let me know. Praise God, if you would like to say something. I want to encourage you all today. I got on a little early today because I got some other things I got to run and do, but I want to encourage you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. And I know when you're in the middle of a storm, it seems like you can't get any relief, but I dare you, praise God, to trust him. I dare you, amen. I love how the word of God says, weeping may endure for a night, in the morning, hallelujah, joy will come, praise God. All you've got to do is trust him. Hold on just a little while longer, and everything is going to be all right. Amen. This next song I'm going to play is by Q Stone. It says, A Good Day.
Don't let nobody, no situation dictate how your day going to go. Because I know sometimes you can have a bad day, but if you wake up in the morning and you just say, I'm going to have a good day today no matter what, I think you'll be all right.
I'm feeling
real good.
That's
why I woke up early this morning. I'm feeling real good.
I can move anything in my way.
That's why I woke up early this morning. Early in the morning, feeling good. I'm blessed with another day to see my neighborhood. Just to walk outside and see the sunshine. I gotta keep in mind that I could have been blind, so I can't complain about nothing. I got to get up, move around, and do something. I can't sit still. The still ain't the will of the Lord. I got to have faith and work hard and seek ye first. Get everything I need. Get everything I need in this world to succeed. Right in front of me. It's my destiny, and all my promises are from G.O.D.
I'm feeling
real good.
That today is gonna be a good day.
That's why I woke up early this morning.
I know it.
I woke up early this morning.
I'm feeling
real good.
I can move anything in my way.
That's why I woke up early this morning. You know we all got haters.
Yep.
We all know people that are dirty, greedy takers.
That's right.
So why you loving that money? He would never ever leave us. He would never forsake us. See, no, I'm not afraid of the world. I ain't scared of no stones, real mortals try to hurl. And see, and no, I ain't worried about you. Worried about all the evil things you gon' do.
Move around, man.
Just move out my way. Ain't got time for what the devil gotta say. Ain't worried about this, ain't worried about that. Ain't worried about the past, cause the past will hold you back.
I'm feeling
real good.
That today is gonna be a good day.
That's why I woke up early this morning.
I know it.
I woke up early this morning.
I'm feeling
real good.
I can move anything in my way.
That's why I woke up early this morning. Hallelujah, I'ma say amen.
Amen.
Life's too short, you can't let it fall apart. Just put it in God's hands. what he's saying. Listen carefully, he'll show you the whole plan. And watch your life get better. All the unknown in your life will get settled.
Yes, yes, I must confess that I am blessed.
Yes,
yes, yes, I must confess it's a good day.
Yes, yes, I must confess that I am blessed.
Yes,
yes, yes, I must confess
I'm
feeling real good.
I must confess that I am blessed.
Yes,
yes, yes, I must confess it's a good day.
Yes, yes,
I must confess that I am blessed.
Yes,
yes, yes, I must confess it's a good day.
Yes, yes,
I must confess that I am blessed.
Yes,
yes, yes, I must confess it's a good day.
Yes, yes,
I must confess that I am blessed.
Yes,
yes, yes, I must confess it's a good day.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes, it's true. Amen. That Jesus want to bless you. Amen. I thank God for Lady Sharon over at God's Covenant Church. Amen. I mean, New Covenant Church. I'm sorry. Over off of Hardy. Amen. Off of Hardy Road. Praise God. Amen. Just, you know, God has given me a wonderful opportunity to meet a lot of different people. Praise God. Amen. I call it meeting my siblings. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah. And it's such an awesome, awesome journey. Amen. We're coming. We are 15 minutes. Amen. Hallelujah. We have 15 minutes left in the show. I'm going to take this time to talk about what's going on with Out the Box Ministries, Life Impact Center, and Eagles United Ministries, Full Gospel Church. We've come together, amen, here in Houston, Texas, amen, for the purpose of winning souls. Praise God. We are located at 8389 Alameda Road, Suite 82, Houston, Texas, 77054. I want you to go over and check out the box ministries.org. Go over and check it out. Amen. See what's going on. Hallelujah. Got a revival coming up. We have also, amen, Woman at the Well. We have Get On Board the Play coming up. Praise God. This weekend we will be doing auditions. Praise God. And we're looking for folks, praise God, that's going to read these characters, read these roles, praise God, the script, and going to allow God to just use them, amen, to bring these characters to life. This is an evangelism tool, praise God, amen. Hallelujah, praise God. And it's going to be good, praise God. Amen. And I wrote this play years ago, and the Lord said, open it back up. And he took me through that play line for line. Praise God. He added, he took away. Amen. Hallelujah. And praise God. I believe. Amen. That we are at the place. Hallelujah. Where it's time for that play. Amen. To be birthed out again. Hallelujah. And I'm excited about it. So if you would like to participate, be a part. Amen. You want to come and audition. You will come again to 8389 Alameda Road, Suite H2, Houston, Texas, 77054. We welcome you. Come on, show us your skills. Can you sing? Glory to God, because I need some singers too. I need somebody that's going to sing us under the benches. Hallelujah. Amen. Let God use you. Amen. And I promise, amen, under the anointing and power of God, hallelujah, we're going to open the doors of the church. And I believe that God, amen, is going to, you know, bring them on in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So thank you all, amen, for tuning in today. I hope you heard something that blessed your life. Again, I'll say this, just like I said it at the top of the show, amen, if God said it, it's going to happen. Hallelujah. And then if you don't have faith for that increase, say, Lord, give me faith. Increase my faith for the increase. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I need faith for the increase. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I need a little more faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I promise you'll see the salvation of the Lord. Just hold on just a little while longer. We'll go out, praise God. Amen. On one of my songs called When the Gates. We love you. Remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares.
Don't you wanna go? I know I do. You see, I got a mansion in heaven.
I'm going home.